Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Hold on, fellas. It's getting hot up here in goddamn Las Vegas. And I don't want my air conditioner on right now. It makes too much noise, and I got too much shit to talk about. I was out last night. And I was rolling down the strip, and this youngster recognized me. Now, it was strange for me because it was a woman driving, and I didn't really see the dude in the front seat. So I thought she was slowing down, giving me action. So I waved at her. You know, and kind of went on my way. And if the motherfucker came up to me again, you know, I knew I did have some action. So about two lights up when I stopped, she pulled up. Don't laugh at me, motherfucker. She pulled up and did like this. So shit, you know, I got out, you know, raised my window down. You know, I thought I had action, so I rolled the window down and then the dude leaned forward, hey, bud, he proceeded to tell me about a tool he had bought to me, tool 13, and it's about representing yourself. And I asked him, what did he get from it, and the young motherfucker said, I got a taste of what it feels like if I could run off at the gym as quick as you can. I said, run off at the gym, where you get that? Old school fucking statement, running off at the gyms. We used to say that when we was kids. Man, you be gymming, man. You be running off at the gyms, you know. And so, man, where you get that from? I talked with him, and I told him, bro, I've always been, you know, a brother who had conversations. What's more important than having a conversation is. And the motherfucker cut me off. I was, you know, I was finna go in my little spiel, you know, sound like, you know, to sound like I'm an educator. Because now that the bitch is with him, you know, I see I ain't got no action. So what I'm saying is that fool cut me off and he finished my sentence. And he said, is having something perfect to say whenever I open my mouth. I already got that from your show. So now I'm just, if that's the case, flattered. He told me that he was from Old Town. And my listeners, motherfucking over there, is just as large as, you know, here. I say, well, man, it's the internet and shit. You know, then I got ready to go. You know, because he had told me to pull over. So then he said, OG Rosebud, I'm truly honored to be able, you know, to kick it with you, and believe me, I'm going to be a real one. You know, thanks for listening to you and your ass Rosebud shows. Listen, man, this is my sister. You know, if she wants to meet you. I said, what? What? Do you want to know what's the cat me out? When I asked him, your sister want to meet me, and she said, yeah. And she said she'd been listening to my show for a long time, and she'd been following me, and she can't believe she's talking to me. So they, you know, I went over to her, because I went over to her side and introduced myself, and she blushed, and she said, when Tony told me that was you, I didn't believe you. It's like I'm meeting a star. Fellas, listen to me. Of course I'm not a star. But I believe what I'm saying. I believe in what I'm talking about. I'm represented everywhere I go. And that's star-like, you understand what I'm saying? And people know this about me. People don't know me for anything other than being Rosebud. Now, what I'm saying is I made a lot of changes in my life. Nobody gives a fuck. You know, a lot of people that fuck with me on Sidewalk University fuck with me because I'm Rosebud. I know this. But I'm not. Hold on. Damn, I haven't been doing this lately. Must be this weather change. You see, I ain't been having a spit lately because my hay fever ain't been bothering me. Man, shit. But any motherfucking way, I'm saying if you believe something you think of, and you represent it, and you are eloquent in the way you represent it, come on, man. Motherfuckers gonna cream on you, especially women. So... So what she said that shit, you know, I gave her my car and I told her, call me at 6 this morning. You know, maybe we can have breakfast on you. That bitch said okay. Now, if that's the case, that was a good way to, you know, start the motherfucking day and see the impact that I'm having on a lot of young niggas and bitches. But the bitch didn't call. So I ain't tripping on did she call. I would be tripping if she called. But what I'm saying is I don't profess this confidence course I have is just for men. I only roll fucking with dudes. My woman, these women that you be hearing, I mean, seeing in here, they all tell me you should do that for women too. And I might, but I haven't. So, you know, that's just something else. What I'm saying is I might have to include starting, you know, shit for women. So I get it. But you motherfuckers, you wouldn't. Well, wouldn't it stand to reason that what I have to say would be more beneficial to you if you understood women are listening to me too? I mean, think about it. These motherfucking women, they don't call in, but they be saying that nigga right. I mean, I could imagine this. I ain't heard them say it. I'm just saying. I could imagine they'd be agreeing. Because she said her and her girlfriends listen to me all the time. And her and her girl, she was riding in this car. The nigga had some game, I could tell. So the bitch was be home. Not for him. You know, they just probably was together for whatever reason. But if the bitch called, or when the bitch called, I'm going to get at her. I'm going to just get at her. The thing is, dude was maybe 25, something like that. But she was close to like 35 or 40. You can see it. So, fellas, this is what I'm advertising. No, not advertising. What I'm promoting is how to be a star in your own right. You won't be a star that's recognized by every motherfucker, but the people you encounter, they will think of you as a star. And whenever they see you, they'll feel as if they've seen, not a star, but somebody to respect. Man, that's a hell of a feeling for me to have. So what I'm saying, we got to face it. You know, I was a real one. You could be a real one too if you stop faking. Being a real one don't mean you got to be a pimp. Being a real one means you got to stand on what you speak out your mouth. I got several square-ass motherfucking friends that's real ones. Shit, Blackwell, Danny, man, them niggas are squares. They never pimped a bitch in their life. Them niggas worked all their motherfucking life, but you can't tell me them niggas ain't cool. I know real motherfuckers. You cannot falsify anything about yourself. Make people accept you for what you talking about, where you coming from. See, don't you go down in history too. Because most people you know that were motherfuckers or are motherfuckers ain't pimps. They're regular motherfuckers. But they just a motherfucker and what the fuck they do. So my point, fellas, is it is not just for me. This shit ain't just for me. So why wouldn't it help you, you young motherfuckers out there trying to have it your way? Why wouldn't this mentality help you have it your way? I promise you, when I take off in my fucking new capacity, is I will not forsake you all. Even though you have forsaken yourselves, I won't forsake you. I am going to bask in the glory of my successes. But those of you who, you know, have yet to take advantage of my course, like this group of new motherfuckers I got that I just started fucking with Friday. Friday was the first. I'm saying I got a whole group of new motherfuckers, and I could tell they hungry. Now, I don't know how many of these motherfuckers is going to last, but since they had to spend a rack, and believe me, next semester, it's going to be $1,250, and then the next one is going to be back to $1,500, and it will never go down again. I'm recuperating from that goddamn $500 sale. All them fake-ass motherfuckers bought that shit. No, I will never do that again. But $750 ain't a lot either. But it's more than $500. And I only got like 20 motherfuckers in there. When it was 550, 48 motherfuckers came in there. 48. Hell yeah, that's a lot of money for me, but shit. That ranked my fucking school with that goddamn group of motherfuckers. So I got to work harder now. Well, not harder. I got to work just as hard with my new students, but it's so few of them that, they're not going to be in awe of how many motherfuckers they're dealing with, how many motherfuckers listening to them. I mean, you know, people think all kind of shit. So I think it's better. I think it's much better that I have these small fucking classes. Oh, damn it. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I think it's better, you know, and, well, I'm going to make it better. So what I'm really, you know, talking about, what I want you guys to understand is that you need to take advantage of what I'm doing. You need to take advantage of Sidewalk University. And what I'm saying is if you take advantage of it now, you're getting it at whatever price I'm doing for this semester. But in the long run, let's say you take advantage of it when it gets back up to $1,500. You still would be getting the same deal as $750 because sooner or later it's going to be 5 racks. Or maybe not 5 racks, $2,500, $3,000. It's going to be more. You got to understand that. I'm trying to grow my school. I can't grow it by having weaklings come to it. So I'm on a mission to show each and every one of you guys that you can determine your own fucking destiny. You ain't got to be tripping, thinking about what would Rosebud do, what would Tay do, what would whoever, what would they do? No, what the fuck would you do? In the beginning, everything worth anything does not cost what it does after everybody know what the fuck this the value of this product is. it goes up. And then when you have so many, it can come back down. But what I'm saying is you're selling it to everybody now, so shit. You ain't got to charge this hella money. But it is worth it. So, I mean, you guys can wait till it comes a hell of a lot. Maybe I'll have a sponsorship and they be giving grants and shit and you motherfuckers qualify. But until then, you're going to have to pay the money. So I would want to pay the least amount possible. If some motherfucker gave me action at this shit for $500 and I spent $500 on it, I would doubly be in class. But these motherfuckers spent $500, man, they didn't come to class. They didn't turn in no work. You know, they were scared. They just was punks. And I ain't gonna let that happen. This is the... Yeah, I think this is the first semester. I guess it was last semester. I don't know. I put it out of my mind and I didn't forget. But one or two semesters ago when I had them motherfuckers, I think it was last semester, had all them goddamn motherfuckers, you know, I learned a lot. See, my fucking course gonna go off the radar. And only the people who knows and appreciate the goddamn product is going to, you know, benefit from it. Because they're going to really put the effort in finding me. Yeah, I ain't really trying to be found as easily as fucking goddamn just look on Facebook. 256, what's up?
What's up, bud? Hey, I was going to say, man, I feel like, damn, people must be some ballers now because they just sign up for your class and they just don't show up. They bullshit, don't do the work. And I'm just like, man, you flexing all this, even 500. I'm like, I'm taking this shit serious. So I just want to say, man, people got to stop bullshitting, you know?
Hey, listen, man, people should stop bullshitting. You got to stop. So what I'm saying, that's how every motherfucker better think. You know, you wish everybody had their shit together, but you got to make sure you have yours together. And then you can worry about somebody else or look at what they, fuck everybody else is what I'm saying. That's what people, fuck the world. Nobody is in, I mean, we know there's people, and I'm not saying they don't exist, but I'm saying they don't exist to me. Because what the fuck I would be caring about the motherfucker across the street when I barely speak to him? I'm saying I care about the motherfuckers in my life, in my immediate circle, people I fuck with, might be 10, 20 motherfuckers. But I certainly don't care for the fucking world. I don't even care for all the people that sign up to Salt Sidewalk University. I'm so selfish that I give them my best. I want to be the best, so people sign up. I give them my best, but I'm not going to bleed for now one of them motherfuckers, man. And when they actually do some punk-ass shit, I kick them out. Because I'm not the caring person. I care, but I'm not that caring person that's going to let you do less because you weak.
And that's why
what was you
great.
Trying to say, bro?
You can't bullshit. Nah,
no,
I was just amazed how people... Was
go
I,
ahead, you amazed?
Nah, just amazed how people can just, you know, they don't take things serious. But, that's really all it was, you know.
Well, brother, I appreciate that coming because it's very important. You guys, this is a new student. And, like I said, I don't know any of them. But this group strikes me as a serious group, but it's only been a day, so I can't really tell. But I'm going to make myself see each and every one of them, and I will be able to notice or recognize who this brother is. I don't want him to say his name or nothing. I'm saying it in the group, I'm going to recognize it. My point is it's a whole nother life waiting for you motherfuckers. So You when it comes to success, when it comes to the success of Sidewalk University, you know, when I get to that point, I ain't gonna, you know, have time. I barely got time now, but I ain't gonna have time to be communicating with everybody. I ain't gonna have time to be making all these goddamn videos. I ain't gonna be having that kind of time. And I know right now, I don't even have 0.1% of the market that's available to me. So I got hella work to do. And I'm doing as well as I can because I go all out with what I know. But I know I ain't doing shit. Just because I can pay my rent, woo-woo, that's something, but that ain't shit. What I'm saying is I can't wait until the moves I'm making put me in that position I'm trying to get in. And when it does, of course, I will be fat. Not fat in girth, but fat in my pockets. And guess what? Like I say, I ain't going to change. I ain't going to come on here and remind you that you can do the same thing. Excuse me, I ain't going to stop coming on here reminding you that. Success. Is it doing like a lot of y'all told me before? I wonder, do you still think this? Is it doing what Donald Trump does? Is it doing what Halle Berry do? You guys just don't realize if you mimic every fucking move Donald Trump made or Halle Berry made, it ain't gonna assure you gonna get the same results. It's not. You might. Success is assured by your willingness to show your determination to succeed. Because if you're not determined to succeed, you're never going to see success. You guys have it backwards. You want success first. Well, they all come at the same time. If you bout it, shit, your success will not be on such a grand stage as Trump's or Halle Berry, but it will be just as important as it was to them to you. You know, Academy Awards for Halle Berry or, you know, the whatever awards she might have gotten. You know, another building for Trump. Who cares what float they goddamn boat? Especially if what floats your goddamn boat is what you designed to float it. What I'm saying is, didn't Halle Berry design her plans for success on becoming a great actress? Didn't Trump do his plans on getting a bunch of buildings or whatever he do? I'm saying, what I'm doing floats my boat. You guys got to understand that. I'm not rich worth a fuck, but I'm rich as Trump. Straight up. What I'm doing really, 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 really fucking floats my boat. Make me feel good. 202, I see you. What's up?
OG, how you doing, man? I appreciate you.
Hey, man, I appreciate you too, brother.
Already know, OG. I have a married girl right now that's giving me like a lot of action, and I'm trying to figure out how to run it because she got a husband that's controlling, and it's tough to maneuver around it right now. I wanted to run it by you.
Oh, you don't want to run that by me because I wouldn't be fucking with that bitch.
Say no more.
It's way too many bitches out there for me to fuck with than to be fucking with somebody's wife.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga, whoever, yeah. This white boy, whoever it is, this Mexican, whoever it is, when they see you, they gonna kill you. Then that pussy worth that?
Hell nah. No, sir.
So what I say, what you fucking with a married bitch for?
I met the bitch in Spain. We go to the same school and kind of connected over there. And when we got back, she was so wide open with the husband, he knew something was off. And I met this nigga. I'm going to tell you, I met this nigga. And he came with it, like, he very emotional, came with a faggot. Like, I think he seemed a little bit.
Bro, everything you saying. There's double reason why you shouldn't be fucking with that bitch. He's emotional. He gonna fucking kill you if he really think you trying to get at her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Man, all you guys, you better understand you got two heads, the one between your leg and the one on the top of your shoulders. You better
my mama always
the one
told
on
me think
your shoulders.
Yeah, my mama
no,
told
man,
me think
with
your big head.
Your
head
bro. Bro, you thinking with
yeah,
your
think
dick.
I know, but I ain't fucked the bitch. I'm going to tell I ain't fucked the bitch.
I don't give a fuck if you fucked
the
bitch. Hey, listen, man. I don't give a fuck if you fucked her. You thinking with your dick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I understand, OG. I understand.
So what I'm trying to tell you, man, is this is how people get killed, man. I got three partners. Pimp niggas. Excuse me. Pimp niggas that's supposed to know better. Them motherfuckers
yes,
dead. Talking about, man, the bitch was giving me action. Some motherfucking what? She married. What that husband gonna do? Go by pimp rules? Or is that motherfucker gonna kill you? Like they did in three different occasions. Motherfuckers killed Wicked Cricket. Man, they motherfucking killed Mark Zumoff. They kill motherfuckers that fuck with wives. Now,
yes, sir.
What I'm saying is this, bro. Let's go with your original statement. She in pocket, woo, woo, woo. Maybe she got some paper. What the fuck did this did for you to even be thinking of her like this?
What does it benefit me to think of her like that, you said?
No, I said, what has she done for you to make you even think like you thinking? Has she broke you off 20 racks? What, she buy you a car? Do she pay your rent at your apartment? What the fuck the bitch did?
Nah, she ain't done nothing. You exactly right. She ain't done shit for me. She ain't done
so
shit tangible
saying,
enough
listen,
for me to
bro,
risk my life.
Bro. What I'm saying is this is how you know you thinking with your goddamn dick.
Yeah.
Because your head is going to come up with what you just came up with. The bitch ain't did shit.
OG, is there? I know it's dangerous. Is there a way to play it to where she can do something tangible, or is it it's just don't even fuck with the bitch?
Me, I wouldn't fuck with the bitch. But if she got a bunch of paper, look, bitch, I need woo-woo. And if she break you off, you know, you tell them, nah, I ain't finna fuck with you. But what I'm saying is this. And then you say whatever. You play it from there. But I wouldn't do none of that. Me. I don't need no money that bad. I don't need no bitch that bad. I don't need nothing, man. I want everything I go after, and I certainly don't want no goddamn trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, man. I hope you get that together. You did mention you was in Spain in school, so you on the right trail, man.
Yes, sir.
Somebody gonna cut that shit short. You don't want it cut short, bro. Hey, man, listen, all you motherfuckers, all this shit under my chin, you want it.
Mm.
You want it. You don't want it right now, but you want to grow old like me so you can have it. You motherfuckers ain't gonna grow old, thick, and stupid like that. Some motherfucker gonna sneak up on you and kill you. Some motherfucker gonna see you with the bitch and kill you. I mean, come on, man. Too many ways to get killed. Don't nobody want to get killed. I don't. I hope none of y'all do. All right, man. Hey, stay up, brother. Hey, now, see, you guys don't understand what makes you a monster. You know, you just get to see what a monster is. And then you get to say, yeah, I'm like this and I'm like that. That's not what make a monster. A monster is a motherfucker that take it or leave it, take it as it comes, because that's him. He ain't giving a fuck about the bitch. He giving a fuck about his catch hand. And if his catch hand cool, he's going to catch the bitch. And if he don't catch the bitch, it ain't got shit to do with his catch hand. That's how a monster thinks. He ain't going to think shit to break him down. He's going to think everything to build himself up. Otherwise, goddammit, the bitch didn't fuck with me. Goddamn, she must be retarded. Something got to be wrong with that bitch. I ain't gonna hardly walk off thinking, damn, man, what's fucking wrong with me? The bitch didn't even like me. She didn't give me no... Man, that's y'all. I don't do that shit. 718, what's happening?
Hey, bud, I'm from me to you. And thank you, man, for sharing with me yesterday what you said, because everything you said played out exactly right after we hung up off the phone. I was talking to this girl, and, man, she was like, what are you saying? I was beating around the bush, so I'm just man enough to tell you, hey, man, thanks. I'm cutting that out of my life, man. Straight to the point.
Hey, brother, if every brother did what you did, a lot of you guys would be seeing that. Because what I'm saying is I'm not going to tell you no lie. I'm going to tell you something that's going to scare the shit out your fucking ass. But if you do it, it's going to make you man up. Just like this shit with you. Hey, it ain't about how successful it was, although it was. It's just about you did it. I mean, I don't know about you, but ain't that the most exciting part of it, really?
Man, yes. And see, I was the guy who asked you some months ago, did anybody in the game stutter? And so, and see,
but
I had hang-ups on.
Wait. When you asked me that, I know I told you about Study Freddy.
Yep. Yes, you did. And you told me to slow down. But my hang-up was paying attention how I sound to adults. And then when you said that to me yesterday, I said, F it. When you said that to me yesterday and when that played out on with that woman, I said, F it. I don't care how I sound no more because I'm talking to adults.
Wait.
Yep.
Listen. You do care how you sound. You just going to start paying attention to it so that you can sound proper. Not necessarily as proper as me or as proper as the next motherfucker. You just don't want to sound like you were sounding. And how whatever improvement you make from doing whatever you do, it ain't got shit to do with how you really sound or how I accept it. It has to do with how comfortable you going to be in talking to me. Believe it. That's way stronger, brother.
All right.
Everything that we do is for our comfort. We don't do nothing because it should be done. We do it because we want to do it, but we ain't going to want to do the bullshit. Otherwise, what we want to do 9 out of 10 times is what should be done. With me, 10 out of 10. Well, no, I'll say 9 out of 10. I do fuck up. But my point is that my fuck up is something that I didn't do that I thought I should do. And it ain't because I missed the bitch. It ain't because, you know, how I sounded. I remember I was at a family reunion. And my first daughter's mother, was there. And I hadn't seen this bitch in just a fucking long time. And I hadn't been seeing her. She kind of was ignoring me and shit. She was married to another nigga. The nigga was there too. And she was kind of ignoring me and shit. And then I don't know what came over me, but I think it was a Thanksgiving dinner, and she was in the kitchen doing. And I said, "Why haven't you called me?" But I didn't. Right now, just how I just sound, I sounded 30 times more manly than I sounded when I said that shit. And when I said that shit, everybody in the fucking kitchen stopped what they was doing and looked at me. God damn, I was so embarrassed.
Damn.
I was so fucking embarrassed. And think about it. To my family, I'm Rosebud. You know, the pimp nigga. They could not believe.
Right.
They couldn't believe I sounded like that, boy. But I just, you know, I turned around and left. I didn't say shit. You know, I just turned around and left. I knew how I sounded, and I left the bitch alone. You know, what I'm saying is, she probably thought I was fun. Or she could have thought I was very excited, too, because that's what it was. I hadn't seen this bitch, and I wanted to talk to this bitch. This bitch was ignoring me, and the dude she was with, I could see he was a little punk, so I didn't care. But I wasn't finna really fuck with her sexually or none of that kind of shit, and I wasn't finna fuck with her, you know, and cause some sort of problem there. But I had to ask this, because that's all I was thinking. I wonder why this bitch ain't called me all the time. I'm thinking this in my head while I'm looking at this bitch. And I just said, why haven't you called? Sounding like a hungry little child. But it happens, man. Shit happens. You just got to regroup and understand. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do understand.
All right,
do.
Brother. Hey, I appreciate it. You got anything else?
Nope. I played that shit back yesterday, man, and listened to how weak I was sounding. I said, yep. Job done.
Hey, man.
So,
man up, brother.
Yeah.
Everything you hear, everything you see is real. You just got to make sure you interpret it as such. All right, man. You be cool. See, you guys, you can't float my boat. But this shit, the kind of shit that brother just was telling me, it floats, it's part of why what I do floats my boat. It's not that I know I'm right. It's that motherfuckers that try it grow from it and they see it's right. Right is right. I'm not right because I'm Rosebud. I'm right because I'm right. I just happen to think these things, which makes me Rosebud. So, I'm the only motherfucker that can get the best out of what I dream. You're the only motherfucker that can get the best out of what the fuck you dream. And you have to understand, was I dreaming 10 years ago? I could have been if I didn't do shit. No. What I was thinking 10 years ago, I'm living now. Dreams are realities if you make them. You can't just sit there and dream. You got to get your fucking ass up and do whatever the fuck it takes your dream is requiring. I'm telling you, I really wish I was born 1,000 years ago. You know, that way, this fucking incredible goddamn game that I kicked with you motherfuckers would have been tried and tested and proven through the years. And you motherfuckers wouldn't have any doubts because, you know, it's been around a century. This shit been around 10 years, 15 years, 20, it's been around way longer than that, but I'm bringing it to the mass, truthfully. You know, you don't have to ask yourself, is Rosebud trying to pimp on me? Am I being a sucker fucking with Rosebud? I can answer that. And some of your friends can answer it. But whose answer really fucking matter? Whose answer matter? Believing in this abba-dabba, believing in your goddamn self. You know, you can doubt me if you want to. Just, you know, believe in something. I got a few hours to go before I have a few hours before I have this conference call that I'm thinking about right now. And I always get in a pre-conference mode, you know, before I fucking talk to them fellas. Because any interaction I have with people that's scheduled, especially, I want to be on top of it. I want to be at a peak. You know, so I'm like an explorer. and I'm spitting this abba-dabba. You know, those motherfuckers of you who are ready to explore the many fucking ways that's available to you through using your own thoughts, that's going to promote a higher understanding of yourself. And it's going to promote a higher understanding of what it takes to be a standout in a field of endeavor where there's a lot of standouts. If you become a motherfucker, you ain't gonna be the only one. Shit. It could be this motherfucking pimpin, this abba-dabba Q, or you could just have a good fucking job. It doesn't matter what you do. It matters who you are. Who the fuck are you? I'm saying, who are you to your goddamn self? See, this is what I don't understand. You guys don't want to take who you are and make it a basis to become, let's say, who you want to become. You just see who you are. And you see who you want to be, and you just say you're that. You don't give a fuck. You don't give a fuck what the fuck you don't know about what you're saying you are. See, all of us that made names for ourselves, we took the path we chose to take with no regrets. I mean, you got the gamblers who live their life is about making a bet. All of them motherfuckers, you know, have their own way to make odds go in their goddamn favor. And not one of them motherfuckers going to go against the codes of dealing with cash money. That player, you know, got a lot of goddamn business. Even got shit. But he got to honor and go by the rules of the abba-dabba that deals with goddamn players. Bitches that fuck with players know that there's rules players live by. They know what kind of dude they fucking with. And if you don't know what kind of dude you're supposed to represent, you ain't going to make no good player. Our past were lined with trials and tribulations. Players, hustlers, fucking gamblers, the card sharks, any motherfucker. And each one we knew, each one we encountered, we knew it was going to make us firmer in what the fuck we believed. It was going to make us firmer to believing in the abba-dabba, whatever aspect of that abba-dabba you was in. You ain't got to do what I do to have some game. To us, real abba-dabba is whatever we choose to do for our livelihood. And I give these basics of being down to my students. And I make them aware. make them aware that their livelihood is the confidence. That is their livelihood relies on the confidence they show when speaking. And it's not easy because it's not easy to develop the mental toughness that it takes, you know, without being on the streets. To be tough, you got to be on the streets. But you guys aren't. And this is why Sidewalk University is so good for you. Because it'll toughen your punk ass up. And I don't mean you won't kill me. I just mean you're too emotional. And I just mean a whole bunch of other shit I ain't going into. 631, what's up with you? 631, what's happening?
What's up, Rosebud?
Ned, man, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can
every
hear
day,
you.
Man. Just a quick question. I'm a supporter, been, you know, watching your videos and so forth. Very informative. Appreciate what you do. My question is, and no right or wrong answer, just want to know what your thoughts were on this. In relation to God, what comes to mind? How is it a part of what you do? And just expound upon that. How is God a part of what you do? And yeah, that's just
okay.
What
are you gonna
let
me answer that, or are you gonna explain it to me to death?
You got
hey,
it.
Hey, God is a big part of my life. I am not a practicing Christian, but I do believe in God. I do believe in God first. I do thank God every day. I don't really pray, but I do pray. You know, I don't on a church thing. I don't go to church. As a kid, moms used to just, she was a church freak. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night service, Thursday night, all the way up to Sunday. And then you got to do it again. And you can't say this. You can't say that. You can't get on your knees and do nothing but pray. You know, we couldn't play marbles. We couldn't do shit kids did. Couldn't go out. Couldn't dance. Couldn't sing. Couldn't listen to the radio. I mean, I got a real nasty taste in my mouth for religion. But as far as believing in God, I totally, even though I ain't gonna say that I just know that there is a God. It could be, could not be. I don't know, because I watch all this shit, Ancient Aliens, all this shit. And it, Christianity 2,000 years old. And what I'm saying is you got religions that's 8,000 years old. So what's what? I don't know. If God created the world and our religions say the world is 2,000 years old, well, something's off. Period. So I'm not saying there is a God. I'm not saying there isn't a God. I'm saying religion requires you to believe in something as far as entity other that's more powerful than yourself. Now, you got them religions that worship cows. You know, you got them that worship the Buddhas. And I don't know if you know, there's five major religions: Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. They're the five major religions. And what I'm saying is they all have the same value, but do you know what they also have in common? Every goddamn religion had some kind of fucking war or some shit because somebody didn't believe in their religion. Fuck that. Religion is for whoever, and it's whatever they religiously believe. So I'm not saying Christianity right, Islam is right, I ain't saying what's right. I'm just saying I don't trip with religion like that, bro. Did I give you that answer?
Most definitely. Like I was saying, there was no right or wrong. Or no, it wasn't a trick question. Just wanted to understand because, you know, for what you do, you have a confidence, and that's an inner strength. And I just wanted to know your relationship, your connection to that higher power that we're all looking to understand.
Well, wait. in that regard, I believe in God. Don't get me wrong. I do think, if that's the case, the God I believe in allows me to think the way I think and do what I do. But that's as far as I take it. I don't think nothing divine intervenes or make me do right or wrong. I don't believe that. I believe that's up to the conscious thought that I have and the conscious decisions that I make daily. Ministers, they make mistakes. They cuss. Some of them cuss. Some of them drink. Some of them smoke cigarettes. I mean, you know, I ain't saying it's right or wrong. What's right? What's wrong? You know, what's right for me could be the absolute worst thing for you to do. So do I want you to do what I think is right so you can live in the worst fashion possible? Fuck no, I don't want you to do that. There is no right, there is no wrong, but there is a such thing of doing the right thing or the wrong thing, if you understand that. Because, I don't know, do you agree with this? We live in an oxymoron world.
Agreed.
So what I'm saying is becoming more evident daily, listening to the politics, listening to these goddamn different religious groups. You know, everything is nothing. You know, we don't have any tradition no more. Christmas don't mean shit. Easter don't mean shit. Weddings don't mean shit. Going to church don't mean shit. We couldn't go to church in jeans. We couldn't wear tennis shoes or a t-shirt to church. But why can you do it now? Because it makes the congregation bigger. They got ATM machines in the church. I mean, when was it all about money? It's always been about money. But now they don't care if you know it's about money. Come on, man. The people that put in the most money in church get to be in the front. Come on, what's up with that? Church ain't shit no more, man. And I'm not saying Christianity ain't shit. I'm saying the organized way it's ran is to line people's pocket. And the minister don't give. I wrote a book. It's called Fears. And it tells my entire belief system as far as religion. Religion is supposed to entice you with the goodness of the things that belief will bring to you. Not only the goodness, but that's what gets you to that religion. Any religion today, threats get you there. God don't like ugly. You can't do this. You can't do that. You know, all that kind of bullshit, man. And then think about this. What makes the church have to have so much money when a temple can be a rock? You ain't got no answer for that?
No, you said what makes the pastor make so much money if a temple could just be a rock? Most definitely.
A temple could be a rock. Do you agree with that?
I'm not understanding where you're coming from with that one.
So listen to this. This is in my book, too. See, at one point, there was no cathedrals. At one point, there was nothing but the person that believed. And let's say he's the leader or the minister. When he got ready to talk, he would stand on a rock somewhere that would raise him above the rest of the people. So that when he talked, his voice would go out. So what I'm saying is those people is the congregation. That rock is the temple. They are all getting the word. They're all living. They're all living, if that's the case, from what they're hearing. But in that group of people that's listening, there's some shysters in there. And what I'm saying is when the minister or whoever gets done delivering the word, the people that heard him, they want to feed him. They want to make sure he got somewhere to stay. They want to make comfort for him so he can continue to be like this. But the shysters, they say, man, did you see all the shit they volunteered to gave that motherfucker? And the next thing you know, they doing some preaching. Next thing you know, they on the rock. And since it costs, since they want money, they saying the rock ain't good enough. Now we need a building. So we get a building. The building ain't good enough. We got to have crystal in it. All this shit. Why do you need all that shit?
Definitely. Well, yeah, like I said, I support your message.
No,
you know,
you sound religious.
No, I just understand the power within myself. I was brought up in the church, like you said, with yourself. But I know ultimately, you know, God dwells within each and every one of us. It's not a
All
religious,
right.
you know.
I got you.
Yeah, but
I got you.
I respect what you do. I just want to understand your power, you know.
Well, you made it clear, brother. I hope I helped you.
You did. Thank you.
All right, cool. Hey, 718, you back. What's up?
Yep. Just to piggyback on what you said time and time and again, the reason why things that's not proper is acceptable because everything is now watered down. It's nothing like it used to be where everybody had a sense of pride. And so that's what's going now. That's all
that
I got to say.
I agree
now.
With that. I agree with that, brother.
All right.
We don't honor shit anymore, man, because nothing is honorable. The people we trust is the fucking priest, is fucking kids. Everything is crazy, but that's what made you or me the motherfucker, because we live in this craziness and we haven't lost ourselves in it. That's what's important. You can't lose yourself.
Exactly.
You gotta separate yourself from being among the crowd, and you'll have a happier life, bro.
All right.
All right, man. So, I have made a curriculum at Sidewalk University that includes assignments. And these assignments make you go out and do some of the things you haven't been doing because of your fear of the unknown. My point is I break shit down. I break shit down how it can take the philosophy of real motherfuckers. It takes the philosophy of somebody that you think is successful for you to adapt that philosophy and use it in your life. You don't have enough belief in yourself to feel that you can have your own philosophy and you can be successful with your own philosophy. Take that Abadabba Q feeling. You know, you be feeling like a king. It's not the only thing you can do to feel like a king. It's just, I was doing it and I felt like a king. But well, I can't say that. I was finna say I feel like a king now. But I don't feel like a king now. I feel kingly because I do what I want whenever the fuck. But as a pimp, I really felt like a king. See, pimps, they swear off fucking bitches who ain't paying them. They don't do that. They swear it off to such an extent that they don't ever fuck with a non-paying bitch again. Now, I teach my students in order to be confident enough to do that, you gotta have an agenda. You gotta have an agenda for her, and you gotta have an agenda for yourself. You gotta want more than some goddamn pussy. Take that gambler I was talking about. That motherfucker will take any risk and feel he's right. He's thought it through He don't care if he thinks he's right. He has no fear when it comes to will he make a bet. I teach my students, just like that goddamn gambler, you can't be afraid to execute your plan. You can't be afraid to do something you didn't thought out. If you have doubt at that point, then now you don't have no confidence. No matter how fine a bitch is, no matter how much money you might win, I'm talking about you shouldn't let her beauty or that pot of gold get you off your motherfucking game. You just shouldn't. No matter how hungry you are, you never lower yourself to be handled by some goddamn pussy. Your soul should be tied to Representative Abadama. I share this shit with you properly, and I give you the proper explanations in order to understand it. So when you out and you see that woman of your damn dreams, what are you going to do? Now, first and foremost, if you had a plan and you wasn't unconfident, otherwise you ain't scared to execute your plan, you know the answer to that, what you gonna do. There's so much I teach my students about how to believe in themselves and what to do to show that they're not wrong. A few of them turned out. I don't encourage that, but a couple of them motherfuckers turned out, got hoes. I didn't teach them that shit. Confidence made them say that that's what they wanted to do. They must have wanted to do it all the time. Matter of fact, you motherfuckers better get at me about enrolling in the Sidewalk University. Everywhere you motherfucking go, everywhere you go that has a real business around it, excuse me. Everywhere you go that have real business around it, you have an opportunity to see something to spark a thought in your mind that can actually be your next project. And I'm telling you, you don't need a lot of goddamn friends riding with you. You really need to ride by your goddamn self so you can do some thinking. You need to turn that goddamn radio off, DVD or whatever you listen to. You need to turn that shit off. You need to ride down the street and think about some shit. Because if you don't do it, you're going to be right here next year. I'm going to be here too. But I bet you I will be doing something different than just sitting here on a video. Watch and see next year. Market man, what's the day? April 3rd. Mark it down. 22, April 3rd, 23, if I'm still living, I'm going to be doing something else. Who am I? I ain't gonna be doing this. I'm saying it's gonna be ingrown. All right, look, this Sunday, I know you got shit to do, so I only want to be on an hour. Okay, I've been, 9:09, you got it just in time. I was about to cut off. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, bud?
You nothing, what's happening with you?
Not much, man. I was just listening to your show. I heard you say you can meet the woman of your dreams. So have you ever met the woman of your dreams?
Every bitch I meet is the woman of my dreams. Why?
I hear you.
You don't think there's a woman of your dreams?
I used to.
I didn't ask you what you used to believe.
Yeah, I do. I still do.
Well, I'm saying, man, she's out there. A lot of you motherfuckers don't even know who that woman of your dreams are. Do you know what the woman of your dreams look like?
No.
Do you know what she do for a living? No. Do you know where she is right now? No. Do you know where she hang out at? No. So how you gonna find that bitch?
I guess I'll stumble upon her.
Nah, man. You make her out of the bitch you meet. You'll never find the bitch you're looking for, that perfect bitch. But you will find a bitch that's moldable, and you have to know how to mold her. And you got to take the time to mold her, not that she got to be like what you say, But I'm saying, shit, man, there's all kind of shit a motherfucker could do to get his way or to live his way, live life the way he like it when it comes to a woman. You guys don't train women. And it sounds negative because some motherfucker said the word training is like you're training an animal. No, motherfucker. This woman ain't been with you. This woman don't know you. This woman don't know shit about what's going on with you. So you got to let her know, like my dad did, like dad used to do. Woman, I like my steak like this. And today, she cooked it whatever way, and it ain't the way you like it. Nigga don't even say nothing. He just eat it. Nah, man. I'm not saying you don't appreciate, you know, what the woman do for you, but you got to make sure you never let the line be crossed of just going for anything.
I hear you.
All right. So look, you guys, like I say, it's Sunday. I'm finna go to the swap meet. And I don't know, I think I'm gonna buy some. I don't know what the fuck I'm finna buy. But even a Sunday. Fuck it. I ain't going gambling, though, because I won last night. All right, y'all, I'm gone. Stay up.